On the day of the robbery, its security cameras were disabled. A number of security protocols need to be met before the SWIFT system authorizes a payment. One step, a physical key or dongle, was left plugged in for weeks rather than locked away. 5 of the hacker's 70 messages were accepted as genuine by the New York Fed. But for basic slip-ups, some payment instructions, for example, were incomplete, the thieves could have made off with $1 billion. SWIFT has not commented on the investigation. Last year, Gottfried Liebrandt, its chief executive, took pains to stress that it was the bank's security and not SWIFT's that had been compromised. Investigators have been silent in public on the role of Bangladeshi nationals in the crime. Reluctance to expose failings at home may help explain why their findings have yet to be published. The official line is that they do not want to jeopardize ongoing inquiries. Bangladesh has recovered only $15 million of the $81 million wired to the Philippines. Payments made to Sri Lanka were reversed before they could be withdrawn. The main plotters have yet to be traced.